Maryland voters will decide whether to expand gambling in the state. It's question 7 on the ballot. Now, half an hour ago, Jim Murren, chairman and CEO of MGM Resorts, told us what his plans for a full casino with table games would mean for Prince George's County.
It'll take 3 years to build. That'll be about 2,000 construction jobs. And once we're open, I will employ 4,000 men and women from the local area. And I'm going to probably pay in the mid-50s, $55,000, $58,000 with full benefits.
Now, with an opposing view on the same subject is Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot, who joins us live here on WTOP. Comptroller, thanks so much for joining us today.
Nice to be with you. I'm just getting over the Nationals, and I'm getting real excited about the Redskins.
I'm glad to hear it's possible to get over the Nationals. We're still on that earlier stage than you when it comes to that.
Yep.
That's right. Listen, you heard what Murren just said then. Can you dispute his numbers?
Well, let me just urge everyone to vote against question 7. Even people that love slot machines and love gambling, you can't possibly be in favor of the political corruption that 3-day special session in August represented, which resulted in this referendum. The gambling companies got everything they wanted out of Annapolis, including an up to 25% tax cut immediately after all Marylanders had their taxes raised. So that special session was a bunch of backroom sweetheart deals, and there's plenty of gambling out there if you vote against question 7. There are some people out there that think gambling's kind of benign and, gee, what the heck, who cares, and maybe it'll get some money for education, but everybody knows in Maryland now that money does not go into education. It goes into the general fund.
Well, one of Murren's points was that the casinos or the operations that we have in Maryland are just not as competitive as they should be to give competition to some of the surrounding state operations. If the genie's already out of the bottle on gambling in Maryland, why not get the nicest thing possible?
I love Maryland. We have a great state. And for goodness sakes, why we get into a race to the bottom with West Virginia to see how we can fleece our own people more and more? I mean, come on, we're not competing with West Virginia. We should be competing with Virginia, which has no gambling and which is cleaning our clock right now as far as employment and business reputation. That's who we should be competing for, not these down-in-the-mouth states that are nearly bankrupt and completely owned by the gambling companies. My main complaint with this gambling for folks in Montgomery and Prince George's is that we pride ourselves on our, you know, progressive tradition. And this gambling, where the state becomes a partner with these Las Vegas casinos, it is the most regressive tax on poor people. It promotes divorces, bankruptcies, all sorts of social ills, gambling addiction. And why the state of Maryland would partner with this predatory sector and bring them in to Maryland is just beyond me. And so I hope everybody across the listening audience just wakes up and realizes that we don't want these gambling companies to own Maryland lock, stock, and barrel, and we need to vote no on question 7.
All right. Well, next time you'll have to be a little less shy than you are about getting to the point.
Yeah, well, I can't really think.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot, half hour ago, we talked with one of the major proponents in support of question 7.
Money news every half hour at 25.